This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 159 for Monday, August 16th, 2021.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. Also, by the way, 2 weeks in a row, you're welcome.
Yep. And crazy news this week, we got a late night drive in the villages, a silky side hustle, and a bonus story about a fart merchant, a drunk driver, a bit nipply out, a religious arsonist, and revenge.
I'm going to say it's slightly different every time.
Though. Well, I know you mentioned that before, and I figured... Yeah. This was my turn to jazz it up a little bit, so I almost, I almost threw a little accent in there, Robert or Rob Hurt.
No, we could both jazz it up. We should. Yeah, we don't have to take turns on this one or anything like that. I'll say it differently, you say it. And then what's going to eventually happen, though, is because, like, there's subtle ways to change it, but only so many. So eventually, they're just going to really start getting wild.
Yeah.
So,
well, everybody will forget, just like we will.
Buckle your seatbelts.
We'll repeat that stuff, just like you repeat your beers sometimes.
Let me go back in the history of the Two Bobs here and see who's repeated beers here.
Let's see if there was a way to look that up.
And by the way, just in case you are not aware, before we get into it, since you mentioned it, you can actually look up all the beers we've had on the show, going all the way back to episode 4. We still... all the time use it when we're talking about beer to determine when we've had the same brewery and stuff. And
you just go to I memorized all those. You're actually reading off the sheet?
I am. I haven't memorized all hundreds of beers we've had on the show. But if you haven't memorized it, you can go to thetwobobs.com, click on what are we drinking, and there it is right there. Huh. Boom.
It's right up there across the top. So yeah, check out some of the beers that we've had and our untaps are on there. So if you want to follow us or friend us or whatever they call it over there,
we do
have see what we've had. And we'd like to interact with you that way if you're on Untapped at all.
Yeah. And you can find me at Phil Roberts 33 and Robert at
Robert K 328.
At sign.
Yeah. At
earlier.
Is that a hashtag? That's an at sign. That's different.
It is. It's. That is the at the amp is ampersand? No, or is that the and? That's the and sign. Yeah. It's the ampersand.
Yeah.
At what is the at sign called?
I think it's just an at sign. I don't know if it really has a real name.
I don't know. All I know is Robert Harrison was reading something and I typed the us old folks call it the pound sign, which is sometimes used for number. So it was like invoice number, blah, blah, blah. And Harrison was reading and said invoice hashtag, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's how you know that you've grown up in the Twitter generation.
Where's my phone?
Fucking hashtags. I don't know where your phone went, Robert. Crazy, crazy storm blew. Well, it was like quick. It was very quick. Like, and we were at the movies. And did I lose power just now? Can you hear me? You're fucking with me. You are 100% fucking with me. Don't even try. I can still see and hear. How long are you going to let this go on?
Well, I'm still here, but Rob seems to have lost power, so I'm going to try to keep ringing him. We have him on the text machine. Are you back?
What's funny is, so you said, like, hold on a second, and then you were I could still see you, though.
That's what I did, too. You were talking.
But you didn't, you weren't responding, though.
Yeah, what did I
do? Oh, so you could see me, but you couldn't hear me.
No, it just froze. Like you stopped. So I thought, okay, well, you lost power, and then I called you back. It says Robert isn't online, even though you're Rob. But your Skype said Robert isn't online. But I don't think I did anything.
You said it was away, but then, and then I texted you.
Yeah.
Which you probably.
I didn't see that at
all. And then I texted Kelly, hi, and she responded, hi. She didn't understand. She's like, what's going on? No, I just, so, all right.
Yeah, well, I didn't touch anything. I was, think I did.
I don't know.
But I don't remember what it was, but I didn't hang up or anything. So weird.
Yeah. I forget. I think we were talking about
I know
about,
I was Googling. I was
hashtags.
I was Googling what is the at sign, and then that's when it froze. And I thought, okay, well, you were waiting for me to come up with the name of it. And then that's when I realized that it was frozen. You were gone. So you typed the at sign the other day, or some sign, and what happened? That's the story you were telling.
I typed in the number sign or pound, okay. And Harrison was reading it as I was typing it, and put, like, he said, you know, hashtag 436.
And it wasn't the hashtag. You meant the number sign or pound.
But, I mean, he knows it as a hashtag because, right. You know.
That's what it is.
That's his generation.
Yep.
That's his generation.
Yep. That's fine.
You know what our generation is, drinking beer.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I'm excited about mine.
Hopefully my internet continues to behave.
Yeah, no, I think the boomers are through over here. Well, not the boomers, as some of the hashtag kids will talk about, but the boomers for the weather. It just rained for the hour. Severe thunderstorm watch, not a warning, so that's good.
Our warning's over. Now we just now we have a heat advisory.
I got that too. I got two warnings.
Heat index. Yeah, it's very, very exciting time here.
All right. What are you drinking?
Yep, so this is one from my buddy Dave. Oh, good, loyal listener to the show.
Yeah.
And
thank goodness. Never.
And this is from, this is our friend's, I'm sorry, he just doesn't like you as much as he likes me. What can I tell you? I don't know. I think he just doesn't know you. He doesn't understand you.
Understand me.
I mean, let's be honest. So this is from our friends over at Oddside Ales.
Hang up on you again.
And this is their deleterious series. And I wasn't sure what deleterious meant, so apparently it's bad for you. This means it's bad for you. It's injurious to one's health. And this is the deleterious double oaked. It's an imperial stout aged with in bourbon barrels and aged again over oak spirals. So, like, it's a thing. Like, these double aged ales seem to be, like, they started aging them once a couple years ago. Now they're like, what do we do now? Fuck it, let's age them twice. Like, I feel like this is where they're at with us. Next year, they're going to age it three times, and then that's once. Where we're going to go from there.
Twice. I won't sing the rest.
So I couldn't find anything on the website, so I linked to the Untappd listing. Oh, no, I put Beer Advocate on there. And the reason I put Beer Advocate is because Untappd showed the wrong ABV, so I just wanted to make sure the correct information
it's critical. Is
out there. And it says here, Asian bourbon barrels, then aged again in medium toasted oak. Aromas of dark chocolate and raisin showcase this imperial stout. Roasty sweet with expressive notes of oak and warming finish. 14.6% alcohol by volume. So she's a strong one. And again, from our friends at Oddside Ales, I'm going to try it. Let you know what I think. I've never had this one before.
It's dark.
Whew. Definitely get the chocolate aromas. Kind of like the toasted aromas almost. You know, it's very oaky, and you definitely get some alcohol there.
It's delicious.
It's good. It's good. Very deep in flavor. Yeah. Pretty dark.
Yeah.
With a medium like brown head that quickly dissipates. Very thick, very creamy. You definitely get that. You get that kind of smoky type of flavor with it. Definitely notes. I get some notes of vanilla in there, chocolate. It's very apparent that it's a high alcohol by volume beer, but it's not like not overbearing. Huh. You can tell the alcohol is there, but it doesn't overtake the flavor. Very rich in flavor. Very good beer. I'm going to rate this one a 4.5 on Untappd because I think Oddside kind of nailed it. You know, I find it's hard, especially if you start getting up there you know, north, especially north of like 13-14% alcohol by volume, it's really hard to really let flavor shine because it's just, again, it's so strong from an alcohol standpoint, you know, that tends to take over a lot of the flavors, but they've done a really good job there by really injecting some really like that toasted oak flavor and the chocolate, dark chocolate. So you get the bitterness with the dark chocolate. Really good beer. And we've had Oddside Ales numerous times on the show, starting with episode 62, Unicorn Saddles. I had a Java Chip Mint Stout. Episode 113, Truck Stop Petting Zoo. I had a Foster the Banana. Episode 149, Family Episode. I had a Rum Ham. That's right. Episode 154, a Colostomy Bag of Salt. We all remember that one. I had a Salted Caramel Smoked Porter from Oddside. Another really good one. And yeah, so far, and I do have at least one other one in the fridge. So there's Oddside's going to make another appearance here in the near future as well. But solid brew from Oddside. Thanks, Dave, for getting this one over to me.
Sounds good. Looks good. I haven't had a dark beer like that in a while, and I have a couple in the refrigerator. But this time of year, I really like to go with the IPAs, the fruity ones. But so I'm holding those. I got a couple in there that have me excited, but maybe next week. This one had me really excited too, and I just texted a picture of my check-in over to my friends that told me about this brewery. So, but
nice. You know what's funny is as far as the, you know, the seasons and the beers, I tend to drink lighter, more citrusy type of beer in the summer.
Yeah.
We've discussed this before, and I tend to reserve these ones for the winter. The great thing about podcasting in a dark and dreary basement that's not finished is it doesn't really matter to me whether it's 90 degrees outside or 9 degrees outside. Yeah. It's just still cold and damp down here. So great news. It doesn't matter. The season doesn't. So I wouldn't necessarily be outside right now on the patio drinking this. I wouldn't anyways because like we just had a thunderstorm roll through. But even if that were not the case, I wouldn't be drinking this one outside necessarily. But down here, it's a good one.
Yeah, that might make a good float.
Yeah, it might. The alcohol, you know, burns just a little bit going down. It's good.
Huh. Well, I've got something this week from a brand new brewery, and I picked this one up while we were over at the pie shop last time, whenever we went. Same place that I picked up the one last week. So I was excited to try a bunch of different ones. Last week I got the Prolly because I knew Kelly would appreciate that. And this week I got a brewery from, I don't know actually where they are. Let me have a look here.
Really did your research.
Not like here. I'll be able to read it off the side of the,
like it.
Side of the bottle, but anyhow.
I like the can. By the way, is that a skeleton on something on there?
Yep.
So it's funny. But so my can, not to interrupt you, but also to interrupt you, mine's got like a dark, like skull.
Yeah.
Very, very similar design on our cans. Look at that.
I can see myself. There we go. Yeah. So mine's got the skull hands on it. But my friends, Jeff and Holly, who are friends of the show, listeners of the show, and actually they texted me last night. They were watching in Virginia here. There's a county in particular that's having some issues, and they were watching one of the online board meetings, and they said, you know what really needs to be there? The firecracker guy needs to be there. So I started laughing, thinking, okay, you know, that would be pretty good if the firecracker guy was there, but he wasn't. So I kept getting texts from them, firecracker, bottle rockets. We had a good time. But they've been telling me about this brewery, and I'm gonna look it up because it's gonna bother me. Called Drecker Brewing Company, and let's see if it says they're out of Fargo, North Dakota. So great TV show, movie, and I've never been lucky enough to find them. The places around here that have them typically sell out very quick. So while we were running around the pie shop that had all these great beers, they had like one of everything. Like I mentioned, I think last week. So I got lucky and I found one can of this Drecker Brewing Company sitting there, and it happened to be an IPA. Holly likes the sours, and we talked about this before when you were buying all those sours, and I went and tried a bunch. Yeah. They kept pushing on mommy, so thankfully this wasn't a sour because I probably would have skipped it, but the name of it looked intriguing, so I grabbed it. It's the Drecker Brewing Company Secret Handshake Lemon Meringue Pie. And it's a milkshake IPA, which got a lot of words in it, but it's pretty exciting. And I'm a little bit nervous because it said lemon on it, but then I looked it up on Untappd, and as you'll see in a second, it looked like it would be pretty good. But Untappd tells us its secret handshake. Lemon meringue pie was brewed with golden grahams, lemon, lactose, sugar, vanilla bean, graham crackers, and dry hopped with mosaic cashmere and lemon drop.
I'm sorry, did I just hear that it has golden grahams in it?
And graham crackers.
Oh, boy.
And vanilla bean and lemon.
Oh.
So wow. I started thinking, okay. A lot going on there. And I like the punchier IPAs. I like the fruity ones, but lemon kind of turned me off. I ate a whole pack of lemon Oreos, but that's different. Somehow I think the beer with lemon in it might be a little bit too sour. Like, I like lemonade. I'm not a big lemonade fan. I'll drink it now and then. So I'm a little bit nervous. So I'm going to go ahead and go in and see. It smells sweet. I do smell fruit in there. I don't know if it's quite lemon, but maybe it's a mixture of the vanilla and the lemon in there. But it smells fantastic. If I hold it up here, I don't think I can see myself
anymore. It looks kind of good.
Yeah, it's hazy. It's got something again, really sweet on the nose. Let me see what the flavor is like. Oh, man, that's really good. You get the sweetness in there. The vanilla is definitely strong in there to kind of take the lemon down, so it's not like you're chewing on a lemon. Very lemon meringue pie. You get the flavor in there, but you have the sweetness of everything else that goes in there, the subtlety of the graham crackers, everything that's in there. I don't know. I don't know that I've had ratings where I've been able to have two back-to-back.
Oh, wait a second.
But last week I rated that one. That one was fantastic. This week is fantastic as well, Rob. And I don't know if you know this, but I did tag you on that. But I'm gonna give this one the top billing in Untappd again 2 weeks in a row. And yeah, first time for me anyway. I mean, you've done it every week pretty much for 155 episodes or whatever it is now.
I have not.
But one gets a 5 from me from Drecker. So thank you to my friends. Oh, I'm gonna send them a picture to let them know.
That sounds good. Are there little chunks of golden grams floating around?
No, out? I wish, but I'll probably chase this with some Captain Crunch berries when I get upstairs. But yeah, I sent a picture over to Jeff and Holly, and Jeff says, "How do you like it?" That's one of my favorites, and I got a big old 5 on there. So damn it, I love it. I know, unfortunately, just like last week, I only got one can. So something tells me I got to figure out how to.
You go buy more. You go buy more.
I gotta go more. And I see you sent me a typo on my check-in, so now I got to redo my check-in.
I'm here to help. I couldn't help it because you sent me to Untappd for your check-in was right there. I'm like, I'm not gonna interrupt you.
Yeah, you're waiting for me to really explain it.
You're making verbal love to your beer. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna screen cap it and mark it up for you so you can view it later.
Yeah. No, it's really
good. Yeah, I didn't want to break your stride.
Yeah. We're going to pull me down. All right. Well, I'm going to try to get in here and edit this because it's going to bother me. I got fat fingers, Rob, so I didn't get a chance to change this. What's this, the 16th? All right, it's fixed.
It is the 6th.
Okay, it's fixed.
Monday's the 6th.
Yep. All right. Well, it's fixed. It's a perfect check-in now.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah. Whew. Thanks again.
Close call.
Thanks again.
Really dodged a bullet on that one.
Find the secret handshake lemon meringue pie from Drecker Brewing Company if you're ever in the Fargo area.
If I'm ever in Fargo,
While you're using your wood chipper, you can sit there and drink one of these.
Fargo, so much.
Oh, man. You ready for crazy news?
Oh!
Oh, boy. Elderly listener really made an appearance with her drops last week.
Well, yeah, now we got to wait and see how long it takes for her to notice, if she ever does.
I don't know if my parents still listen.
What's that?
I don't know. Maybe my dad still listens. I don't know, because he brings the podcast up here and there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he necessarily listens all the time, but, I don't know.
That's the thing. It's like on demand. Yeah,
if you do... Dad, if you're listening to this, let me know so I know if I need to, tone it down a bit or something like that.
Wow.
I've been known to get out of hand on the show. So anyway. Oh, Pebbles. Hey.
We gotta look up Pebbles. I wonder if he's got any new videos.
Oh, this is taking us to the Villages?
Yeah, the Villages, Rob, in Florida.
Oh man.
Although it says Club North Carolina, Med, Florida. So I don't know. At least it's from this year.
Well, it says it's from the Villages.
Right.
Yeah, we've talked about the Villages before. Yeah. It's basically a geriatric gangbang all the time there.
Yep.
They ride their golf carts and do each other's
stuff
and have.
Well, this one does talk about parties. A golf cart, Rob. You want me to tell you about it?
Well, because they all have golf. Well, they all have golf carts. Yeah, you doing this one?
I guess so.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. You could do this one.
Well, sure. I thought it was kind of funny. But a visitor arrested on DUI charges after getting lost in his golf cart in the Villages. Now, I feel like everybody gets lost in the Villages, whether they've been drinking or not.
I feel like if you ever find yourself lost in the Villages, you need to get out as soon as possible. Let's head north.
Especially after dark. Visitor was arrested on a drunk driving charge after getting lost in a golf cart in the Villages, which I just said, but it's also not only the headline, but it's also the intro sentence to the story.
I like when they make the headline and the first sentence of the story the exact same thing word for word.
Well, it's like when you were a kid and you had to turn in a paper and said, how many words? 350? Okay, I can do that. You start filling it in. It's kind of like that.
Throwing extra words in there.
James Stevens, 47, of Durham, North Carolina, was driving a golf cart shortly before 10 p.m. Friday on the multimodal path in the vicinity of Morris Boulevard. There's a lot of detail here at Odell Circle when a Sumter County Sheriff's deputy noticed the golf cart's headlights were not turned on. Wisconsin native admitted he had. Where is the Villages? I got to know. I think it's Florida. It says the guy's from Durham, but then it says
the Villages is definitely.
Yeah, this is he's of North Carolina because he was visiting, but then it says Wisconsin native, and I don't know why all that's important. He admitted he had three or more beers at Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue. That sounds really good. At Lake Sumter Landing, according to the arrest report, the affidavit states, said he was trying to get to a hotel that was near a Chili's restaurant. That's pretty much everybody.
Oh.
Get some wings. The deputy asked Stevens to participate in a field sobriety exercise. However, he became hostile and said if he was going to jail, they should just put him in handcuffs there. He began to aggressively punch his golf cart because the golf cart was the one trying to put the cuffs on him. A check revealed a previous drunk driving conviction in 2014 in North Carolina. So he's repented. You know, he's obviously he's free now. Stevens refused to provide a breath sample, as he should. He was arrested on charge of driving under the influence and booked at the Sumter County Detention Center. He was released after posting $2,000 bond. And I like these stories because they give you the little reactions. You got the smiley emoji and surprised and sad and angry. So one person said they were angry about it. 18 were happy and 2 were surprised. Nobody was sad.
Well, here's the thing, though. So the Villages is a retirement community, like a gigantic retirement. It's 55 and older. So most of the people there don't have access to the internet, probably. So,
well, it's Florida math too, because it says 11 people reacted and there was 21 responses there. So,
well, they responded, they didn't react.
Oh, that's different. Oh, Holly says that's a 5. That's impressive. So,
oh, thank goodness.
Yep. What does she know?
I'm glad we're on the same page.
And I mentioned her a couple times because she said that I mentioned her name a couple times in the last one. So I figured I would say it a few times this time too. So she can talk smack if she wants to.
All Friends right. So here's this next story. It's probably, what'd you say?
I said, ew, because I'm looking at her picture and she almost looks like one of those dolls that the guy married.
So, I mean, if you listen,
I'm
going to start by saying this. As you scroll through the story,
I haven't done that yet,
and you look at the photos,
She's
not necessarily the ugliest person we've ever talked about on the two Bobs.
No.
And because of that, she is a supermarket worker who makes up to 4,000 euros a month selling used underwear, which is also, by the way, the equivalent of about $5,600. Tatiana B. from London, UK, started the unorthodox side hustle back in April 2019, keen to supplement her income after moving out of home. But when the 24-year-old came across the Sophia Gray website, She never knew how lucrative the platform could be. That's some nice somethings. The site provides a dedicated space where people can buy and sell used clothing. And when the pandemic struck, she saw her earnings soar up to 4,000 euros in a month. It kind of fluctuates each month, if that makes any sense, Tatiana told LAD Bible. It's not exactly like I know. Let me try that again. It's not exactly like wrong. I know I'm definitely going to get this amount this month. It depends on the client, depends on how busy it is and what people are doing. On my best month, I can make around 4,000 pounds. Oh, those are pounds, not euros. Yeah,
same thing.
A little bit different. But after, but I've only ever really made that like once or twice. Everything else has been, you know, around 1,400 pounds or about $2,000 in U.S. dollars. You might wonder when she's why she's still working her day job down the supermarket. Well, Tatiana ain't keen on her family catching wind of her lucrative little earner. That picture's nice. She explained, my friends think it's a front. It's not a front. It's just that obviously my family bottom, know that bro. I like to go on holidays. I have expensive trips. I have a lot of things. So, you know, if they were to ask me how I finance this, there's that. And plus, I like to have that stability. Tatiana charges 40 pounds or about $56 for a 24-hour wear pair of panties. But that fee can increase for special requests, some of which she accepts, some of which she absolutely does not. I really want to know what those special requests
streaks
are.
Streaks and no streaks.
She said sometimes they can ask for a particular color, so I do that. There's certain things I don't do, which is, you know, number two. See? In there. I had a feeling it was going to go there.
That's why I said that.
Which some people have requested. I just personally wouldn't do that. I wouldn't package it myself and send it. That picture, not too bad right there. She added, just to be completely honest, over the past 2 years, it has come up a couple of times, but you know what? Different strokes for different folks. That's for sure. And while Debenhams might be a touch curious about how Tatiana gets through so many undies, she has absolutely no regrets about getting into the most modern of businesses. She said, I encourage anyone that asks me about it. I support them to do whatever makes them happy, whatever makes them financially stable. I mean, you only really live once, stop. So you might as well live it to the fullest. And there's Tatiana.
I'm thinking we need to do that. You know, see, after I started OnlyFans, maybe I can sell.
I'm going to start selling my panties.
You think it would work as well if it was you or me?
You know, think anybody wants some used men's boxer briefs?
With holes in them.
With the holes in them. I mean, they're going to be quite tattered because I'm not sending them my good ones.
Well, you could, because you could buy more, Rob. You might as well send the good ones.
No way. I mean, I could. I'm going to upcharge for good ones, though.
I don't know. Great. People do weird stuff. Yeah. And then you scroll down and you see. This one should have made it too. Do you have the same story I do about the woman that makes $4,000 a month? If you scroll down on that Tatiana or whatever name was story.
Oh, hold on. I closed that story.
I wasn't listening, so I don't know what her name was, but if you scroll down.
I don't know. This chick could probably, you know, get away with selling her underwear online. I mean, I wouldn't buy them, but what makes $4,000 a month selling videos of herself farting? Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Would you rather, if you had to either buy this chick's used underwear or buy a video of this lady farting, which one would you do? Wrong answers only.
I know. Neither. But yeah, remember the fellow, we almost like a bonus story here. Remember the fellow recorded himself farting for 6 months before losing his job? Well, he missed a trick because it could have gotten paid for his content, like a married mom of two who makes over $4,000, which is 2,900 pounds a month, flogging clips of herself farting. Here's a freebie. Listen to it.
My ad blocking software is still on, so it doesn't.
She's sitting on the loo when she's.
It won't let me listen to the fart. Oh well.
Yeah, oh, except for that one. That one was wet.
I mean, it depends how bad it is. I mean, she might have to. There might be some cleanup.
Ew. Yeah, it's rough. You turn. I have ad blocker on too, but it still let me watch the video. And it's she's.
No, let me see if it lets me. Like I it's like one of those things. Where you're like, oh, this is nasty. Smell this, and you know it's going to be nasty.
No, but she's going to need a shower after one of those.
Oh God! Hold on, let me.
The first one's got a lot of echo.
Why am
to
I?
It.
Why am I even? So it won't even let me. It won't let me. It says, please turn off your ad blocking software to view this video. Huh. Yeah, they're not fucking around. Let's see here. All right, let me turn off the ad blocker.
Right. I'll see if I can get it on my phone so we can at least hear this together.
Dave toasted my check-in.
Well, yeah, because he provided you the beer, so he wants to toast it.
Well, that is true.
He has to.
I got one for him. He wants some of the New Holland I had last week.
Yeah.
I got to get him some. I'll get him some tomorrow. I was going to rate that a 5, except I thought you'd judge me. That was before you rated 2 in a row a 5.
Okay.
I should have said, you know what, fuck it. Just fucking did it.
Low okay, here she mode. Comes.
PNC Bank. Oh fuck, people paid for that? Did she have to make the little grunt noise at the end?
Yeah, she well that I think that was me. But yeah, she's Arlene. It's like watching a TikTok of somebody.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah, the first one that's she disgusting. Was on the loo because you could hear it echoing, and then the other one was wet, so she probably had to go shower. So yeah, that's pretty gross. Anyhow, that's your bonus story.
Attention, the bullshit meter has detected major BS. Confirmed, that's definitely some bullshit.
Oh, see? And it says
that's a new
she
one.
Primarily uses OnlyFans. And her username is Fartin' Tart.
That's a new level of fucked up man. For this show.
Yeah, that's wild. Now see we could do that. You and I couldn't sell our underwear, but we could sell farts.
Well, I don't think I could though.
No.
I don't think I couldn't lower myself down to that level.
Underwear is practically like elite.
Even I have limits. I have a certain I don't have very much, dignity left in my life, mm-hmm. but I have an iota of it left and I feel like I'd just be giving that remaining little piece away. But let's move on to the smoking gun.
Right.
We're a prison for drunken our next story brings us to Oregon, where a prisoner was for drunken. Okay. It says prison for drunken Oregon motorist. Okay, so he's going to prison.
Right.
Okay. This next story takes us to Oregon, where a drunken motorist is sent to prison for setting a new blood alcohol content record. There we go. There it is right there. I had to jazz it up a bit. The drunken Oregon motorist whose blood alcohol content was measured at more than 9 times the legal limit, apparently in a U.S. record, has been sentenced to 13 months in prison for his inebriated antics, according to court records. Nathan Danzuka, 28, recently pled guilty to DUI, reckless driving, and fleeing charges in connection with a hit-and-run accident and subsequent police chase. In February in Madras? Yeah, sure. Madras, a city 125 miles southeast of Portland. Danzuka was arrested after crashing his Ford Explorer into a concrete barrier. Well, he didn't even feel anything, probably. Police reported finding several alcoholic beverage containers inside the SUV. Danzuka was subsequently transported to a local hospital. I can never say that word correctly again. Where a blood sample showed that his blood alcohol level was a staggering 0.778, more than 9 times the legal 0.08 limit. At the time of his arrest, Danzuka was driving on a suspended license due to a prior drunk driving conviction. 0.778. That's
practically all alcohol in his blood.
Most people would die at that level. Most people would be dead. I mean, honestly. I remember hearing before, like, if you get to, like, 0.5-ish,
right,
you're probably going to die.
Yeah,
that's...
And he's standing up in his mugshot. That is
alcohol. You're out there holding him up like Uncle Bernie or what? In addition to his 13-month prison term, Danzuka was sentenced to a year's probation and had his driver's license suspended for life.
Oh, wow. I think he'd have to.
Never drive again. Court records show... Pictured above in a Department of Corrections photo, Danzuka is locked up in the Oregon State Penitentiary, a maximum security institution in Salem. Maximum security. Previously had the highest blood alcohol content reported by TSG, where the point were
smoking gun, Rob.
0.72 recorded. Thank you. By an Oregon woman in 2007, the 0.708 recorded by a South Dakota woman in 2009. That's crazy. Let's see here. Highest.
I'm just going to let you know, while since you're done with that story, that one was mine because you did the last one. But I'll let you do.
No, I didn't.
I'll let you do two in a row.
I didn't do the. Oh, fuck, I did.
Well, that's okay because I derailed it because I did the one with the I did the farting girl.
You know why? Oh, that's right, because you did the other story.
I just thought it was funny. I was looking at the cat. Wait a minute. I thought I did that one.
So, by the way, I couldn't help but ask Google, right, what BAC, or blood alcohol content, is fatal. So the BAC of 0.0 sober, while in the United States, 0.08 is legally intoxicated, and above that is very impaired. BAC levels above 0.40 are potentially fatal. This guy had almost twice that amount of alcohol in his blood than the minimum, like, potentially fatal level. That's crazy.
His blood alcohol level was higher than pretty much any. It's like almost raw alcohol in there. It was almost 78%.
I know, that's insane.
Alexa, what is a dangerous blood alcohol level? Let's see if she knows.
Here's something I found on ShareCare.
Oh.
The term blood alcohol level, sometimes also called blood alcohol content, is simply a measurement of the amount of alcohol in the blood. Police use breath tests to measure blood alcohol levels and evaluate the intoxication of suspected drunk drivers. Doctors use a blood test to check this level in someone with alcohol poisoning. The physical effects of alcohol intoxication.
Has he changed your voice to the male voice at all?
Text from
Alexa, change your voice.
Okay, you're all set. I'll be the voice you hear when you speak to this device. If you'd like to change how you wake me up, you can also change your wake word.
I can change it to Ziggy now. Ziggy, and it's a...
No.
Ziggy. So, Alexa, how's it going?
I can answer that question with one word. Excellent.
Oh, boy. That's going to take some getting used to. I'm going to change the rest of the house and see what happens.
You can change it back if you want. What's weird?
Yeah.
And let me know, the Echo Show in the kitchen... Yeah. Is the only device in my house that for whatever reason has not gotten the new voice. And I forced the software update, the firmware update, and it's not there. Mm. It's weird. Yeah.
Huh. I found a story for next week. I'm going to save this.
Oh, fantastic.
Save this to the archives. So,
if you want, Robert, you can take the next story.
Oh, I can.
I'll give you one. I'll let you do one.
Oh, fine. I was feeling like I was being cut out of the episode. I was going to tell you one about the drunk driver in Oregon who had a blood alcohol content level.
Oh.
But I'm going to skip that one. I don't feel like doing that one.
Oh, I had somebody. One of my answer bots got somebody. Let's see here. Wait.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you? Oh, hey. Hey, how's it going?
They didn't want to play.
Apparently not.
Huh.
They just let the answer bot take the call. Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Well, this one's going to take us to our friends in Chicago, Rob, and you were there not too long ago. And I think I told you, Melissa says, oh, you guys got to get together in Chicago, but you can't because, you know, Rob and them just went there. So It's either going to have to be Vegas or we're going to, maybe we'll go to the Villages. Either that or T-Boys.
T-Boys Trailer Park.
This one takes us to our friends at CWBChicago.com, where a man bit off a motorist's nipple during a road rage clash on Lakeshore Drive. Prosecutors say, the affidavit states, Chicago man battered an off-duty
document show
CPB officer and bit the nipple off a cop's buddy during a road rage incident Sunday night on Lakeshore Drive. Prosecutors say, the affidavit states.
Who does that?
Kyle Clark also had a gun in his car, according to the allegations.
Have you ever, like, can you imagine driving down the road and there's a road rage incident occurring on the shoulder, right? And this guy's just fucking just chomping away, just going after somebody else's nipples.
I mean, it's the first thing, dude. That's how you subdue them. Kyle Clark.
You gotta go for the nipples. Yep. I'm sorry.
Twisting is so old school, Rob. You just got to bite it off.
As you were.
Kyle Clark, 35, also had a gun in his car, according to the allegations, the affidavit states, prosecutors said. But you're probably more interested in hearing about the nipple. It was large, brown, and covered with hair. No, it doesn't say that. Prosecutors say.
I was like, where are you in the story?
I've got a different link. Prosecutor said the officer.
He got a photo of it. He's got a photo. We're going to put it in the show art.
A big hairy nipple.
Off.
Ah. Prosecutor said the off-duty cop and the other victim, both 38-year-old men, were heading north on, where were they going? On Lakeshore Drive when a black Volkswagen Jetta sideswiped them near Jackson Street around 11:40 p.m., said both men. Prosecutor said, the affidavit states, the men pulled up to next to the Jetta and ordered Clark to pull over. They say he could file a crash report, and the off-duty identified himself as a Chicago police officer. Why did he pull him over? Oh, because he sideswiped him. That's right. Yeah, I wasn't listening.
Bit his nipple
right
off.
Clark and the cop both got out of their cars, and Clark punched the cop twice in the face, according to prosecutors, sideswipe said. But the other fair victim enough. Tried to hold off the off-duty cop. Clark bit the man's nipple and tore it. Tore it completely off. Hair and all, Rob.
Oh, man.
It's nasty. Now I'm in pain. Off duty, and I'm out of beer. On duty, police officers arrived and took Clark into custody after a brief struggle, which you can tell by the bandages and the blood on his shirt, according to the allegations. The affidavit states, prosecutor said, the victim who allegedly lost his nipple was taken to a nearby hospital to have the wound closed with stitches. Now, why couldn't they sew it back on? He didn't swallow it, did he?
Well, it's hard to say where the nipple was at this time. Right. I think at that point, though, when your nipple's been ripped off, I think they're more concerned with just like stopping the bleeding and saving that person's life.
Wow. That's dumb.
I mean, it's a guy, and what do we need nipples for?
Right. Yeah, he's not out there selling underwear where he needs a nipple. Prosecutors said Clark had been convicted, and I don't know what that has to do with anything, but three times for aggravated battery of peace officers, twice in 2012 and once in 2006. So that was actually a longer time ago than the other dude was arrested for drunk driving.
It's weird that he's had prior run-ins with law enforcement. I mean,
it seems like he's a nice enough guy that this was an isolated incident, but it doesn't seem to be that way. His private defense attorney said he has one child. He is charged with aggravated battery of a police officer, aggravated battery causing great bodily harm, aggravated unlawful use of a weapon, aggravated swallowing of a nipple, and leaving the scene of a property damage incident. Judge Charles B.
That'd be amazing if that were a real thing.
Judge Charles Beach set bail at $100,000 and said Clark must go into electronic monitoring if he posts the 10% deposit bond to get out of jail. And that's one thing I never understood. They said, okay.
Or just return the nipple.
Right. Just spit it out, Charles. So, I mean, he's got $100,000 bond, but you can pay 10%. Why don't they just make it $10,000 and not do the percentages? Why do they have to set it so high when you only have to pay a portion of it to get out? When is the rest of it due?
Well, if you jump bond, then the rest of it is due at that point.
So if they can't find you, like you cut off your ankle bracelet.
Exactly. Then you owe the balance.
Even the glass smells good.
Works.
Empty.
That's how that works. Now, I have some new bourbon glasses that I got. I went golfing on Monday.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. I would.
You went drinking while walking around the park, you mean?
No, I was at a golf outing.
Right, but did you swing a club?
I did.
Did you hit the ball?
I did.
Into the water or over the water?
Well, it's mostly putting.
Okay.
But
so that you let everybody else hit the ball and then you just putt?
No, well, I hit the ball once too. Okay. Listen.
Off the tee or just off the ground?
Here, listen, I'm gonna send you pictures so you know that I'm not joking around. You know that I'm serious here.
This beer smells really good. So and my friend Jeff says you should buy a whole case of it. I said, well, fuck. There's only one can on the shelf.
It did snow. Or snow. It didn't snow.
Are you drinking Chick-fil-A?
It ran.
It looks like Harrison.
Look, I took a picture in front of my colleague's house who lives on the course, too. No, so
I... One of you drinking the cup looks like Harrison.
No, that...
No, it does.
That what was in the cup, I'm pretty sure at that point was Kettle One and Powerade, because that's all I had on me in the car. There was a cup.
I'm going to send this to Melissa.
Yeah, so there's... See, I golfed, Robert. I was on the golf course.
Law.
It actually was a lot of fun. I feel like I should do that more. I should golf more.
You should. You have to buy clubs, though. If you ordered them and they showed up, Kelly would have you return them. So you might as well not even bother.
Kelly, I told her the other day, I was like, when I got home, I was like, that was a lot of fun. I should golf.
Yeah.
And she was
like, how far did her eyes roll back?
Very far. She said that it's a very expensive hobby. And I was like, yeah, but it was a lot of fun.
She doesn't, what does she know? She doesn't golf. She was just using that as her way to say no without saying no, because then she knows you would be upset.
Here, I'll just text it. I'm just going to text her right there.
I'm a golfer.
I golf now.
Oh,
a golfer.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I'll take this one now. I don't remember where we are, but this one takes us to our friends, Fox19.com in Boone County, Kentucky.
Kelly's not.
Oh, no. The face palm is always good.
Interested.
You know that means Kelly's she's serious. Oh, a homeowner was charged with arson after claiming God told him to set a home on fire. The owner of a home that caught fire early Tuesday is now charged with arson. A news release from Boone County Sheriff's Office said, affidavits say, prosecutors say. Firefighters were called to the house in 2100 block of North Bend Road at around 3:15 a.m. We got to find that
didn't
story.
Did you do the last story?
It's fine.
You did.
We gotta find that episode where we had that story you read, and it was talking about the affidavit states. The affidavit states.
No, I know what you're talking about, but you did the last story. Now you're gonna do this one too.
Officials,
I feel like you're just really just kind of upset and offended that I accidentally did two in a row. So you're like, all right, I'm gonna do fucking two in a row now.
Firefighter. Well, you
either that or you really want me to have the.
You
last
were texting
story.
About the golf, so I figured I'd just go because we. We've no, dragged this on a long time.
We've been recording a lot. Okay.
Even while we had an incident. Are you still recording?
Am I?
Yeah, because your computer. Yeah, okay. It's not call recorder, so it could see. Okay. Firefighters were called to the house. No,
it's not. You're good.
And the 2100 block of North Bend Road. That would be trouble. Around 3, it wouldn't be fine. It's around 3:15 a.m. Officials with the sheriff's office said Charles Mullen, 65, admitted starting the fire by turning on the stove's gas burners and then pouring gasoline around the house. News release said the homeowner then lit a piece of paper on fire and dropped it on the gas. Mullen said God told him to start, well, he looks more like God than Jesus, and start, now that I've seen him, start the fire and then leave Kentucky, according to the sheriff's office.
What does God look like?
Like this guy. No,
that guy
he's Santa
like
Claus.
A drunk Santa Claus.
No,
yeah, it's like him in the off season when he kind of lets himself go.
Santa Claus needs to comb his beard. No injuries were reported. Mullins is being held in the Boone County Detention Center on a $25,000 bond. And I like how they tell us see if there's a spelling or grammar story that you need to report it so they can fix it rather than just proofread it. That's pretty funny. He does look kind of like the pictures of what I'm going to save the image so that it goes in the show art.
It's
kind of like what any typical picture of what God would be with the, you know, the white hair, the big flowing beard.
So he told himself to burn it down.
Right. That could be, yeah.
I see what you're saying. I mean, if he looks like God, maybe he thinks he is God.
Could be.
And he said he had to burn it down.
God.arson.jpg.
Oh, man.
All right. Where's our next story take us?
Early this afternoon, experienced hushes with a cause of severe damage to our Oakhurst pool facility.
What?
Sorry about that. I was texting some colleagues that I'm going to golf now. And one of them is a member at the, because the golf course I kind of golfed at on Monday is private.
I like that you
and
said
Scott was there
right.
As well. Oh, Scott. By the way, yeah. Scott can attest to the fact that I hit golf balls.
Yeah. What about and Dave? Also, was Dave there? Because that's the only one that
Dave
matters.
Dave was not there, but Scott was.
Right.
And also the guy that Tim, who I'm aware of now, and he was there too. And he also listens to the podcast.
Uh-oh.
He was a guy who I met for the first time. I was like, yeah, he had the podcast.
That's never like, good.
Yeah, I sure do. So he's probably going to listen to this.
Uh-oh.
No, this is great. So
pictures for the show.
So anyway, yeah. So here we are. We're going to go to World News Daily Report now.
Yeah. I'm gonna put this.
We're going to Alaska, where a cheating husband is emasculated after wife hid bear trap inside of her vagina. Inside of her vagina. An Alaska man was emasculated during sex with his wife after she inserted a bear trap inside of
a
her
what?
Vagina. A bear trap.
Oh, okay.
Inside her lady bits.
This program deals with things of an adult nature.
She's a handsome one, too.
The Anchorage Herald this week. Rosetta White, 36, was arrested this week. Yeah, one of her eyes is all fucked up. After she admitted to hiding a 24-pound, 36-inch long bear trap with a draw spread of 12 inches. Inside her vagina to get back to her cheating husband.
Never mind.
Medical staff at the Anchorage General Hospital.
Notice also my hands are away from any of the drops, Rob.
Thank you.
I have my limits,
too. Don't drag any of my loved ones into the story. Medical staff at the Anchorage General Hospital also had to perform a surgical procedure to remove the 24-pound bear trap from the genitalia of Williams. I was trying to get through it. Of Williams, as well as retrieve her husband's genitals. I've seen patients insert weird things. Look at the picture of this thing. I've seen patients insert weird things into their genital or anal cavities in my career, such as a crucifix, a baseball bat, and even a dead fetus. But this tops it all, Dr. Alan Bergwin at Anchorage General Hospital told reporters. When the trap is triggered, the two steel jaws snap shut with an estimated 1,000 pounds of pressure. That's right, George. If we can break a grizzly bear's leg bone, imagine what it will do to a human penis. Officer Brian Kuhn explained.
Oh, man.
We're almost done. Although the man's penis had been cut in half by the device and was later retrieved in the woman's genitalia. Medical staff. My mom just texted me, do you electric?
What, honey?
Not even a question.
Call 911.
Do you electric?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Although the man's penis had been...
We should have had her read this one.
Oh, wait, no. I see. Although the man's penis had been cut in half by the device, it was later retrieved in the woman's genitalia. Medical staff are positive the surgical operation will allow the man to regain full use of his genitals in the upcoming months.
They can't reattach a nipple, but they can reattach a penis that's been severed by a bear trap.
Yeah, you know, a chewed up dick from a bear trap. No problem. There was loss of tissue, maybe 2 or 3 inches. Oh, poor guy.
No.
But what is left of the genital organ should function when it has had time to heal, added Dr. Alan Bergwin. A similar event occurred in San Francisco in 2019 when a cheating man was emasculated and contracted tetanus after his frustrated boyfriend inserted a dozen rusty nails inside of his anal cavity. What does that have to do with this?
A similar
How
event.
Is that similar? How is that even similar?
Well, because... Well, never mind, Rob.
God damn. Do you electric? Wait, let me respond. I do. Do you electric?
I paid for food.
Do you pay for food?
Paid for food. Oh, yes. Man.
Wait, let me send this to you. This is great. Do you electric? Oh, wait, she responded, yes. She responded, what?
Of course.
What is happening here?
Doesn't everybody? Oh, man.
This but nice.
She's going to be confused.
She's always confused.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding. I love Elder. She's great.
We had a lot going on in this show today, Rob. We had multiple repeat of stories where we read two in a row instead of bouncing back and forth. We had a power outage. We had a bear trap. We had a lot of mysterious texts.
There was really a lot going on.
Well, shit. Well, I think I'm liking this middle of the week recording thing so we can get the episodes out. So maybe we'll continue on that.
What's funny is, so we started recording earlier in the week to give us more time for to happen that would just delay us recording. Yeah. So it's an extra day we're giving ourselves to like try to coordinate a time where we can both do this. Yeah. And so far we've been able to do it right on the first day. So let's keep doing it.
Keep doing it. That way we can try to get back to every week. Cause I was laughing because there was something that I was doing this week with the website and I saw, let me pull it back up. I looked at the show number from January and it was,
oh no,
it wasn't that far back.
I mean, you know, we're trying our best here, right? I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
It's all we could do. But all right. Well, as always, you can find us on the internet and a bunch of shit and do all that. And we'll see you next week, hopefully.
We will. See you then.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.